broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio. 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.
Back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, the views this afternoon, the first hour, of Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We're going to be talking about what's going on in the world financially, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we are in the most, dangerous time that I can remember in the of some 45 years I've been watching carefully what's going on, because we find some of the biggest banks in the world facing bankruptcy, quite frankly. Certainly Citigroup, the largest bank in the United States, the largest financial institution, was forced recently to sell, I think, 9.5% of its stock to Abu Dhabi, an investment group from there. Union Bank, the largest, one of the two largest banks in Switzerland, was forced to sell, well, over 10% of its stock to two groups, one the government of Singapore, the other an unknown investor from the Middle East. And these banks still have massive amounts of these CDOs, these collateralized debt obligations, that are undermining the very solvency of the banks, because this is not a matter of liquidity, this is a matter of solvency. And these banks are becoming insolvent because of their investments. And of course they'll fire a couple of people, but that isn't going to change. Instead, that Union Bank still has $29 billion of the CDOs that they don't know what their value is. Well, Bob, what do you see as you watch, look and see what's happening across the world? I mean, we're talking about trillions of dollars of faulty debt that's out there, and derivatives that certainly could wipe out some of our largest banks. Where are we going? What's the next step?
Well, as I said several months ago, that I felt that, and this is in July, that I mentioned this along the last several years, that when the banks got into trouble, they'd end up being nationalized. And that's essentially what's going to happen. The investors who put money into Citigroup and into UBS were essentially sovereign funds. They were governments who put the money in, governments that were told to put the money in because they owed the U.S. a favor, etc. And, you know, you're talking $29 billion with UBS. Well, probably the paper that they're holding is probably going to have to take a 70% haircut. And so that leaves them with a value of about $9 billion and a loss of about $20 billion. And if that's all their problem is, well, they can probably find more investors for another $10 or $20 billion and give up more equity in the bank. The situation with Citigroup is a little bit different. Citigroup is looking at something in the order of $42 billion loss, and they just raised $7.5 billion, so what do they do? I think Citibank will either be nationalized and funded by the Federal Reserve and operated by the Fed as they were back in 92 and 93, or they'll be broken up and sold off. There was a statement this morning.
We're going to have to hold that, Bob, because we're going to a break. So when we get back, you can tell us what this morning's statement was. And but believe me, there are an awful lot of people who are very, very worried about the solvency of our monetary system.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the 2-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, our guest this afternoon, Bob Chapin from the International Forecaster. And, Bob, you were about to tell us something happened just this morning.
Yes. In the London Telegraph, we picked up on an article by the economics editor, Edmund Conway, which is a market tester. They're floating the story to see what kind of reaction they get. And the story is by this reporter, we'll call him, is that unless the Basel regulations are lowered, that we could have a financial collapse such as 1929. Now, the Basel agreement is won by the Bank for International Settlements, which is the bankers' bank that was formed in 1933 in order to deal with the problems of foreign currency in other countries, well, the deflation and depression raged throughout much of the world. And anyway, the rule says that you must maintain 8% of assets in order to lend the remainder of them. And what they want to do is lower, or at least this article spoke of lowering the regulations to 6%. And I've already written an article on it, and it'll appear on Wednesday's edition of the International Forecaster. But all it is another way to extend time. They're fighting for time here. They feel that if the banks that are in trouble don't have to maintain that ratio of 8 and they can use 6, that it'll keep more of them solvent longer. And it's not going to work because it's leverage upon leverage, and it's not the answer. The answer is to confronting the problem and purging the system. And of course, no banker wants to do that, particularly the Illuminati. And the reason is that it's going to blow up their plan for world government, and it's going to put askew their efforts for the next 100 years. They created this monster themselves. They can't control it. They don't know what to do. The financial system is in the same position it was in 1929 and 1930, only worse. And there's no other situation that's arisen since that time frame that even comes close to the dangerous position that the financial world is in presently. And so with that said, I don't think the Bank for International Settlements is going to go along with it, because I think that what they'll do is say, no, we can't do that, because if we do that, we may as well just destroy the whole system. And so what we should do is in a timely manner, each central bank and each government will have to deal with their own banks. And I think that's what's going to happen. I think even though the dispatchment of the problem will be somewhat orderly, it's not going to change the outcome one bit. And that is, we have a systemic financial problem which was caused by the Federal Reserve, banks, investment banks, brokerage firms, originators of mortgages, appraisers and salesmen, as well as the borrowers. 85% of the people who were subprime and ultra loans lied on their applications, which is criminal fraud. And we're talking about millions of people having charges, and government's just not going to do that. Government really can't bail it out because they don't have the money to do so. The Fed can create the money out of thin air and give it to everybody, and inflation's not going to be over 11% like it is now. It's going to be 2,000%. So they're stuck. They're not going to get out of it, and it's going to be nasty. And you say, what is the solution? Make sure you're in gold and silver-related assets, because it's the only way you can protect yourself.
All right. Well, of course, in the period of the Great Depression, one of the things that happened was that the central banks began to pull money out of circulation, trying to quiet down the inflationary boom. Because we've had an inflationary boom, they've been putting money into circulation. With the current crisis, instead of doing what they should do, and that is trying to limit credit, trying to raise interest rates, why, they're doing just the opposite. They're lowering interest rates. They're pouring all this new money into the economy, and that's really going to be tremendously inflationary, isn't it?
It certainly is. It's the exact opposite of what they did before, but the reason they're doing it is that they have found that in 1930 they did the exact wrong thing. And so what they're trying to do is go in the other direction, but we also know from history that what they're attempting in the other direction doesn't mean any success is going to come of it. it's going to be a disaster as well. So we're not going to get deflation immediately. We're going to get hyperinflation, and then we're going to get depression, and they're going to buy more time. See, these people who have for centuries pulled this off, have gotten away with it. This is nothing new. It happened periodically for the last 1,000 years. It's the same group of people and others that have joined them in the interim, and they've been getting away with it. Well, with communications today and with the public of the world, especially Americans, set up the way where they are with what's going on, and a reflection of that is Ron Paul will have raised $20 million by the end of the year. So there's a lot of distraught people out there. And what they're deathly afraid of is the world is going to find out what they've been doing, that they're going to be prosecuted for it, their wealth is going to be taken away with, along with their power, and it could mean the end of the Illuminati. And so they are terrified. I mean, they're not going to tell you that. But I will tell you that they are in a terrible, terrible fix. And there is no way out.
Well, I think we're all in a terrible fix, but we're going to have to suffer right along with them if we have any hope of maintaining our freedom. The only way we're going to avoid the creation of this world government and this new world religion and this one world military dictatorship they want, you know, is to really have the whole financial system fall apart. And though it's going to be very painful for everybody listening to the program, and an awful lot of people are going to lose their homes, their jobs, their life savings, why, hopefully, we're going to be able to maintain our freedom. That's all we can do, is hope and pray that we're able to regain our freedom and block the other plans by the elitists for the New World Order, the New World Religion.
Well, that's the way they would like it, but it's not going to turn out that way. And that's one of the reasons they're trying to start another war, to deflect people's thinking. They don't want them thinking about this financial disaster, and they want to be able to blame it on somebody else, a war. They can't go into Iran, and so they're going to go into Kosovo, and they're going to start another war there. And we've been predicting this for months. And we've been following it quite closely, and we have some excellent contacts who are feeding us information, not only about the Serbian government, which Kosovo is a province of Serbia, but also within the Russian government. And the Russians are trying their best to steer clear of this thing, but it's obvious that Western Europe and England and the United States want a war. And they're going to have a war no matter what. And Russia's doing everything it can to stay out of harm's way. And so we could be, in order to cover this, we could be headed into a third world war. And that's a distinct possibility to go along with the financial chaos that's going on. And they do this all the time. All you have to do is read history. It's all there. And that's why we at the International Forecaster are able to forecast these things. You know, all you have to do is read and do some research, and it's all there.
Well, of course, I think most people don't understand that Serbia is aligned with Russia. And Russia will back Serbia if Serbia goes in to Kosovo to prevent them from declaring unilateral independence. And, of course, you know, if they do become independent, they'll just annihilate all the Serbs that are there. But basically, Kosovo was really the center of, you know, of their religious belief. Their churches were there. This was certainly one of the oldest areas, you know, of Christendom in the entire world, was right there in Kosovo. And now it's been pretty well taken over by the Muslims, and the Serbians don't like it. They know that their people will be persecuted. And but, of course, Russia is the wild card. Because if Russia backs Serbia, then you may well be right, Bob. We may be looking at the beginnings of World War III.
Well, Russia has told Serbia that they'll back their action. But Russia's not looking for trouble. And the United States in particular has made the situation impossible. And it is a blatant attempt to have a war. There's just no other way to describe it. And the Albanians, who are Muslims, who were in that country, have been in the process of desecrating churches and destroying them and doing those sorts of things for some time. This conflict has been going on for 1,000 years.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Bob Chapin of the International Forecaster. And if you have a question you'd like to ask Bob about what's going on financially, our number is 1-800-259-5791.
Ted Anderson from Midas, December 14, 2007. Gold, $789.90. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $813.86. 401.15 for half, $258 for quarter. That's $813.86, 401.15, and $258. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest, Bob Chapin from the International Forecaster, who's been at this even longer than I have, and that's an awful long time. But Bob has got a tremendous grasp of what's going on, and we value his, you know, his input. Certainly, they've knocked gold and silver down a little bit here in the last week or so, haven't they?
Well, actually, just a slight bit. I think it's the inactivity to the upside that is concerning people, and they shouldn't be concerned. Markets don't go straight up, and then on top of that, you have the United States government and the Federal Reserve manipulating the price of everything. And so with that said, it makes the route for gold and silver commodities to the upside difficult. It makes a proper correction in the stock market very difficult. And we are seeing the manipulation of currency, the dollar here in the last week or so. And but even considering the circumstances, I believe that we're going to have two very good months in January and February to the upside. And I think we're going to enter a stronger gold and silver market, and I think the stock market is going to go down further, and I think the struggle will continue to keep the banking industry from collapsing. One doesn't know at this time what the Bank for International Settlements will do. They may ease a little bit, but it's really going to solve the problem. It's just going to put it off. But again, the longer they put the problem off, the more difficult it is for these perpetrators to be able to extricate themselves. And the problem in the final analysis, if drawn out, will be far worse than it would have been otherwise. And that's why they're working at trying to start another war. And it's so blatant, it's ridiculous.
And, well, I noticed that you had commented that some of the oligarchs there in Russia, these people with billions of dollars at their disposal, seem to be moving into the gold market. Is that true?
Well, they're actually not oligarchs. These are successful business people who have accumulated a great deal of wealth, and they have been buying into the gold market, and they have been buying gold mining and silver mining companies in Russia. And usually people who accumulate great wealth, if they do it legally, are very perceptive, and they usually make good decisions. And so with that said, if they're making the right decisions, that means gold and silver will be going higher. Incidentally, platinum hit a new record today.
Did it really?
And not many people talk about it, but it was up $15 to close at $1,190 an ounce. And so I think that's important, as well as gives more stability to gold and silver. And oil is weak today, not especially so, but weak. And the dollar was slightly weaker today, which broke a several-day winning streak. And the immensity of the foreign exchange market, which trades $3.3 trillion a day, it's very difficult to manipulate currencies vis-a-vis the dollar for any period of time. It takes a tremendous amount of money. You've got to be talking, just for a three-day period, probably $1 trillion. And even after that's over, let's say you had $1 trillion to manipulate currencies with, you can't keep on going because you don't have enough money to do it. I mean, no central banks can do that. They just don't have that kind of power anymore. And so the dollar rally is close to over. And when it starts to sink again, which it will, against other currencies and against gold, then gold will move higher again. We're just getting an episodic linear movement here, which is fine.
All right, fine. Well, I think we're going to see some very difficult times. I mean, it's only a matter of time before the stock market does drop. I agree with you. They are obviously keeping this thing up artificially. It's illegal to manipulate the stock market, but when the government does it, who do you complain to? And through the Working Group on Financial Matters, they are manipulating the stock market, and you'll see all the stocks going up. That doesn't happen normally. That's manipulation. We're going to be right back here in just a moment with Bob Chapman here at the Genesis Network.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So, exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think it's the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hail, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Bob Chapman. We're talking about what's going on financially, and ladies and gentlemen, we're in real trouble. The government is manipulating the stock market, otherwise it would be falling. Certainly manipulating the commodity market. And what we're really seeing is a situation where many of our major banks are insolvent. And, of course, what they're doing is pouring out all sorts of money, liquidity, but the problem is not liquidity within the system. It's the insolvency of many of our largest banks. Well, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But before we go on, Bob, I want you to tell our listeners how they can learn more about your newsletter, The International Forecaster.
Well, the forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And we publish it by email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, usually runs around 30 pages. And we also have a hard copy that goes out twice a month, And thus for the people who, of course, don't have the Internet. And if you'd like to visit our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com. The International, F-O-R-E-C-A-S-T-E-R.com. If you'd like to email us because you have a question, and we answer everybody promptly, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. We also have a toll-free number that you can use to get copies of the publication, and that is 800-375-4188, 800-375-4188.
Well, now, the interesting thing is, as you point out in your latest forecaster, that the consumer price index and the producer price index are going up. At least, at least this is what they're telling us. But as you point out, they're not being honest about inflation. Inflation is not 3 or 4% as they're trying to make us believe. So what do you think the real rate of inflation is?
It's somewhere in the vicinity of 11.5 to 11.7%. And that's based upon the old method used prior to 1980, or actually 1982, of accumulating data to show what inflation is at the consumer level as well as the producer level. Those figures are no longer used the way they were before. They have been abridged, and the results we get today are laughable, and it's all part of the power behind government's plan to hoodwink the public into believing things are somewhat different than they are. And what has happened is the people in both parties and bureaucrats and those behind the scenes who control government, all the information that you receive from government and from the media, which they control, are nothing but out-and-out lies. So it's very difficult for the public and business to make intelligent decisions off of the information that they've been getting. And unless you go in and do the research, or you get a publication like the Forecaster that does that research, and there's only a handful of them in the world that do it, then you're not going to know what's going on. And if you don't know what's going on, it's certainly going to negatively affect you in a number of ways, and particularly your pocketbook.
Well, of course, the value of the dollar was falling, on a regular basis until about a week or so ago, and now the dollar's been going back up again with no real reason for it because the inflation is still there. And when you get inflation, why, the value of the currency falls in relationship to other currencies. So why is the dollar going up?
Because it's being manipulated. And it's not only the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury, it's other central banks working with them. This is truly a conspiracy. And it's been going on for a long, long time. It's something that you and I have studied for almost 50 years. And we know it's real. And we know who's doing it, and we know what their end game is. And we also know what the solution is. And that is, to start off with, to get rid of all the incumbents in Congress in the primaries as we come up to the next election, and to elect Ron Paul, because he understands the things that we're talking about on this program. And it is far more preferential to follow those dictates which I've just given you than to fight in the streets. You're not going to like that very much.
Well, I think it's important that people understand that everything is being manipulated, that there really is a financial elite that control both political parties and certainly our entire political system and our governmental system as well. And so, but really, I think for the first time in decades, they are very, very worried. In the past, it was very easy to solve the problems that as they would develop by simply increasing the amount of money in circulation. But they've been increasing the amount of money in circulation. They put in into circulation, you know, almost, what do you think, close to $1 trillion here over the last 4 or 5 months?
Yes, that is a very close figure. And you got to remember that the banks can lend 8 times that. Now, whether they have or not, I don't know. But the $1 trillion is a large figure in and of itself. And it could be larger than that. And now they're talking about another $100 billion, which will grow into more and more and more. And they're grasping at straws because it's just not working. And they don't know what to do. And they will try to draw it as long as they can. And it could take 2 or 3 years. My guess is 2 to 3. And in the process, things will degenerate. Gold and silver will go higher. Currencies will go lower. We will have a recession, a very, very bad one. And once the thing blows up, so to speak, then we'll have a depression. And if these people who are the power behind governments have their way, we'll have wars all over the place. It's not going to be very nice. And I'm basing all of my feelings and writings on what has happened historically. And we've seen it happen over and over again. This is nothing new. And I know which form it's going to take, and it's not going to be nice.
Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And certainly an awful lot of people are losing their homes. You know, you're talking about hundreds of thousands of people have homes that are being foreclosed on today. What about all these government programs that are designed to help the people who face losing their homes? Do you think they're going to have any effect at all?
Well, the first plan put together by the United States government, the Office of the President, and the Secretary of the Treasury, among others, was, I think, you ellipsed here in on Friday when the Senate passed legislation which would bail out a couple of 100,000 homeowners by using the Federal Home Loan Bank facilities. Now, what they haven't told you, and if you read the international forecast, you'd know this, that the Federal Home Loan Banks have been bailing out the lenders since last March, and Countrywide, Washington Mutual, and the others. And now the Senate, and probably the House, I'm sure, will pass this legislation that will allow this Federal Home Loan Bank to take on these bad loans at current interest rates. Well, okay, they can't make any money on them. The loans they'll take in at face value, and they're worth probably 25 to 30 cents on the dollar. And so the American public are the ones who are going to pay for all this. They'll pay for it with inflation, and they'll pay for it in the form of debt as well. And the lenders will be off the hook. All they have to do is contend with the lawsuits that are brought against them, and which have already begun. UBS has been sued, and so hasn't. Let me see who else. I think Citigroup has been sued. No, yeah, Citigroup as well.
All right. Well, we've got Ken calling from New York. Hi, Ken. How are you doing?
Good, Dr. Stan. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I do. I wanted to comment and question to Mr. Chapman. My personal take on the reason why they have to keep on issuing the money is, lowering rates and pumping more money in, is not because of the facet of subprime, solely subprime, but credit, all types of credit. Credit cards, student loans, and the lack of repayment of those, which you don't hear a lot about. It seems like subprime is just the scapegoat for the larger problem, which is all the credit. I have heard very little about credit card defaults, student loan delinquency, car loan delinquency, those type of instruments and credit instruments. And I was wondering if you could comment on those.
Well, there's not much to comment about because you're absolutely right. And if you read the international forecast, you find all the statistics are already in there. In the last two issues alone, we have all the latest statistics for the failure rates in credit cards and revolving credit, et cetera.
I'm sorry to cut you off. Do you think once that becomes more accepted by the street, Wall Street, and the mainstream media, that that will be the catalyst for a more rampant deceleration and decline, not only in the stock market, but in our debt markets? The debt markets being many times larger than the stock markets. Do you think once that is more accepted among those investors, analysts, and talked about as subprime is, that that will be the beginning of the end of this?
Well, yes, I do. And I think what will bring it about is an untoward thing that happens. Like with Citigroup, an analyst, a lady, came out and said, no, these people are broke, and went into the details. She's a bank analyst. And nobody expected that to happen, because what happens in Wall Street, where I spent 28 years, is that people only pay attention to what they want to pay attention to. And what's going to happen is there'll be another event like that. And finally, the armor which is being worn by Wall Street will start to peel away as people get cold feet, so to speak, and they start shorting the market and shorting bonds because they believe that the interest rates are going to go higher, and that they start going long gold and silver because they finally realize that that's a market they can make money in. And all of these things will happen in time, but they will happen. And irrespective of what the people behind the scenes who are manipulating this thing think, they can't control it. And the public is going to waltz in, and not a big percentage of them, perhaps 10% maximum, and they'll be getting involved. And that'll take gold and silver higher, and it'll also take the other markets down.
Okay, anything else you'd like to ask?
No, I just appreciate the guests you have on and the work you do, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Thanks very much. You have a wonderful Christmas. Bye-bye. All right, fine, Bob. Well, I think there are a lot of people out there who sense what's going on and realize, of course, that more and more people are losing their jobs because more and more of our businesses, our manufacturing, is moving overseas. I think one of the biggest things right now is the fact that large numbers of our American corporations are being bought up by sovereign funds, in other words, by either from other countries or by people with a great deal of money in other nations. And this is tending to sort of destroy this idea that we are a sovereign nation, because other nations are simply buying up so many of our major corporations. Are you concerned about this?
Well, I certainly am, and this past month, the figures weren't as high as they were the previous month. I think the previous month it was $619 billion, and I just can't remember the figures, but they had come down substantially. But that doesn't mean anything. The foreigners are dumping dollars. They're buying anything they can get their hands on. It has some width to it. That's why it's so easy for Dow Chemical to get an infusion of $10 billion to purchase half of their company to go into things involved in the petrochemical industry and so on.
I mean, I was amazed
when I heard
that half of Dow Chemical had been bought up. Was that the Chinese who bought it up? Who bought that up? Because
no, if I'm not mistaken, it was Kuwait.
All right, fine. Well, anyway, half of Dow Chemical. I mean, what would be more American than Dow Chemical? Well, it's not American now. It's owned by Kuwait. And this is what's happening. And the average American doesn't understand that the profits that accrue to these companies are not going to stay here. They're going to be going overseas. And this is what happens in any second-rate or third-rate nation. And this is the way America's headed. And the average American doesn't understand. We don't have any reserves. We're having to borrow money every single day just to pay our debts. And there's no way that we'll ever be able to get out of debt. America is becoming a debtor nation, just like all the African nations.
Well, it's a third world nation, there's no question. And if they don't set up tariffs, I don't believe that America can survive economically, even in the best of times.
Amen.
They just torn this economy to pieces. They ripped the heart right out of it.
And the average American doesn't have any idea what's going on. He's fat, dumb, and happy. He's watching television and watching football, but he doesn't understand that the very foundation of America is being systematically eroded by people who hate America, whose loyalty is not to our country, but to this idea of a world government, a one world government, a one world religion, and a new world leader. Bob Chapman, thank you so very much for being with us. One more time, get your telephone number out.
Yes, that toll-free number is 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's twradios.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
Well, Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is the time when I really need to remind our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the listening audience and you agree with us that we're involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political and ideological and cultural and economic and educational battlefield, we do hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family, because that's how we're able to keep going and maintain our network. It's a small network. We have almost 60 outlets every single week. A lot of them are half an hour. A lot of them are every single day. But at least we're reaching people, and when the people hear the truth, they begin to recognize it. They begin to understand that most of what we hear in the media is simply not true. Most of what we learn in college is not true. And, of course, this idea that communism is the enemy. Heavens, we finance communism since its inception and use it as a foil so we can send our boys overseas to fight and bleed and suffer and die in no-win wars like Vietnam and Korea. No-win wars, and yes, in no-win war that we're in Iraq and Afghanistan today. Well, they tell us that things are a little bit better, and they may very well be. I think maybe the CIA's stopped agitating and doing a lot of extracurricular activities and maybe even putting out some of those IEDs. We know very well that the British troops have used agent provocateurs, and we know that the CIA used agent provocateurs in Vietnam, and why not here, just to keep the war going? After all, if there was no war, how could we justify keeping our troops there? How could we justify the continued expenditures which are used to benefit the people in positions of power with these no-bid loans and massive expenditures? Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly if you'd like to know more about the Vietnam War, you need to get our pamphlets, Foreknowledge, 911, there are three of them, and they're only $9.95 for all three. If you want to understand the spiritual forces, you need to get the three pamphlets on the occult hierarchy. You want to understand what's going on financially, you need to get my pamphlet, The History of Money, and my talk on the financial tsunami. That's the financial tsunami. And then we have a pamphlet on We Are a Republic and another one on genetic engineering. These pamphlets are our newsletters put together. You can read them up on the internet at RadioLiberty.com, but I like to have them in pamphlet form because, of course, then we can refer to them. And we've got a great new pamphlet. It's called The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. The Communist-Capitalist Alliance. The term comes from Solzhenitsyn in a talk he gave in 1975 to the AFL-CIO. We talked about how America has helped maintain the communist regime in Russia since its inception. And believe me, we're still doing it. And all this falderal about Putin now beginning to act more aggressive and the possibility of a war. Yes, there may be a possibility of a war, but it'll be all contrived. And an awful lot of people died for nothing in Vietnam while we financed the Russians, who financed the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys. Just as today, we finance the Pakistan government that finances the ISI intelligence unit that finances the Taliban to kill our boys in Afghanistan. It's Vietnam all over again. Deja vu all over again. Ladies and gentlemen, understand that nothing is as it appears to be. Go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs there 4 hours a day. You can pull down our archive programs, our MP3 programs. Watch the videos that we have posted there. You can watch them for nothing. You can pull down our newsletters for nothing. We do hope that you'll want to help us financially, but they're there. If you can't afford it, go ahead and pull them down. And we want you to read them and copy them and check out the facts, and then begin to challenge everything you think you believe, because it probably isn't true. And then, of course, please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927, and pray for America, pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, and we'll be back in just a moment with the second hour of Radio Liberty.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium.
Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for this next hour, they're going to be the views of John Cotmere. And John is about my age. It looks like he's got started about the same time I did in the anti-communist patriot movement, starting out, first of all, with a realization that there was a communist conspiracy out there that we really thought at that time threatened the survival of America. And then, of course, as we joined the various patriot organizations, and I joined the same patriot organization he did, this was the organization that was going to save us. And eventually you found out that the program really wasn't very effective. It wasn't making any changes. And so John set out on his own and eventually formed an organization known as Save a Patriot. And in the meantime, of course, he challenged the IRS because he honestly believes that the IRS should not be, you know, requiring people to fill out their income tax forms. It's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. And certainly I agree with everything he says about the IRS. The only thing is that, well, I just don't want to spend my time fighting them. I'd far rather try to educate the public. But John is a very courageous individual who's been willing to risk everything to try to save America. And at the present time, why, he is in the process of trying to put together a radio network, a liberty network across America, and trying to do, in some respects, exactly what we are doing, and that is to try to use talk radio to reach the American people with the truth. John, thank you so very much for being with us. Did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you sure did, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate being with you.
Why don't you tell us, our listeners, about your views on what's going on now, the problems we face, and your solution, and what's Save a Patriot all about?
Well, Save a Patriot Fellowship was meant to be a statistical organization to support patriots in their fight. I did 2 years for failure to file for the years 75 and 76. And while I was in the prison camp, I saw where the young patriots had to capitulate because of supporting their families. They had to get out to support their families. They just couldn't go the route. So I decided I was going to start an organization that would support patriots. And it was a fellowship. It still is a fellowship. And the object was to assess for the membership enough money to support a patriot's family if he was incarcerated, or if property was lost, that the fellowship would replace the property that was lost, taken unlawfully, of course. And the fellowship has been in existence ever since 1984, the year that I got out of the prison camp. And it's being heavily under attack now by the federal government, by DOJ. They don't care for the idea of our fellowship and how we support patriots. So they're trying to stop us from doing it. They have injunction suits against us now in the courts.
Well, of course, and
they're doing their activities.
All right, fine. Well, in what way can they come after you? Do they say you're not a non-profit organization, or they just object to the fact that you're helping people who are taking a stand against the IRS?
Well, really, they came after us in 1993 and raided our fellowship offices and came after me criminally again, and then contended that I was doing business, it wasn't a fellowship and what have you.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Mr. John Kattner. John is about my age. He's been in this conservative, patriotic movement for the better part of 50 years. He chose a different means of fighting for what he believes in. He looked at the Constitution, and the Constitution prohibits an income tax. Well, as you know, we have an income tax. You see, our founding fathers really believe that if you had the ability to tax the individual, you had the ability to control the individual. So they specifically stipulated in the Constitution there would be no income tax. And then, of course, in the early part of the last century, why, there were people out there who said, oh, but look at these people making millions of dollars, and they certainly maybe if they ought to be able to give at least 1 or 2% of those millions of dollars they're making to the poor. And of course, a lot of these people were giving money away, you know, because they believed in philanthropy, but they had to have an excuse to get the income tax. And so they got the income tax, but it was only for the very rich. It was never for the average individual. And it was never to exceed 1 or 2 or at the most 3%. But you see, that wasn't the real reason behind it. That's what they had to tell the American people. It was really so eventually they could control each and every one of us and have dossiers on us and have a number, you know, attached to our name. But, well, anyway, John has fought this because he felt that it was unjust and unconstitutional. He's had a lot of problems. He did end up going to jail for 2 years. What was that, back in the 70s or the 80s, John?
My incarceration began in the summer of 1981, and I was released in 1984.
All right, fine. So you were there, what, for about 3 years?
Well, no, actually, I was out waiting an appeal for 81 through 82. Then the summer of 82, I actually reported in.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you felt strongly enough about that you actually challenged the IRS, and when you challenge the IRS, they come after you. So, I mean, but at least you believed in what you were doing, and you believed in taking a stand against the Internal Revenue Service. Now, certainly, are you on a regular hardline telephone? You're not on a speakerphone, are you?
I'm on a speakerphone, yeah.
Oh, can you get off the speakerphone, John? It terrible, terrible reception.
Okay. How's that? Is that better?
Oh, that's 100% better, yes. Thank you so very much. And we're going to be back in just a moment with John Kattner. And, of course, talking about his effort now through his organization, Save a Patriot, to set up a nationwide radio system, and hopefully doing somewhat similar to what we're doing to reach people through the miracle of talk radio. We'll be back in just a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our guest is John Kattner of Save a Patriot Fellowship, and it's an organization that is dedicated to helping people who have gotten into trouble with the IRS because they've taken a stand on principle against the Internal Revenue Service laws. Now, what is this effort on your part to set up a radio network across the country, John? And how didn't you actually have one for a time?
Yes, we operated the Liberty Works Radio Network for 3 years. But the problem is that we were underfunded. And by the time we got it to the point where we could sell it, we were out of money. This time we're taking a little different approach. The approach we're taking this time is we're going to have the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship, where for 99 Federal Reserve notes a year. Patriots can join the fellowship and support the radio. We figured with 5,000 Patriots as members, we're on the air with 100,000. We're spreading it across the country. Just putting people like yourself on the air to explain what's going on and what's happening in the country. Sooner or later, we would reach enough people to be educated so we can have some, well, political action like you're seeing with Ron Paul today. But even at that, Ron Paul would need, if he was elected, would need such support because he would be attacked by the establishment media, as you're probably well aware.
All right, fine. Well, of course, then, you know, as you anticipate doing this, you anticipate utilizing shortwave. We're using the internet, buying time on radio programs, buying stations. What is your hope?
Well, we have a station in Florida, which is an FM station. And we're going to purchase a non-profit FM station so that we will have a dual mono uplink to the satellite. One would be commercial and one non-commercial. And we plan on extending the message of the non-commercial by the use of translators. You're familiar with translators?
Oh, sure. I mean, this for our listeners out there, a translator is simply a station that picks up the signal and puts it out again, but they're all tied into the central network. So you could have a half a dozen translators where, of course, would be picking up the signal and putting it out, and it would be almost like having five separate stations. And yet, of course, there's really only one station. The translators are simply extensions of the mother station. Would that be a pretty good explanation?
That's about it. We plan on picking up as many as we can to spread it across the country.
All right, fine. And so, well, Chris, it's a great idea. If you could raise the funds to do it, and the Grish would be able to reach the people, because, you know, certainly I find that in the areas where we have listeners, the people begin to understand what's going on.
Oh, yeah. We
may not hear, but people recognize the truth when they hear it, because most people really believe in freedom. They believe in America, they just don't understand America. They don't understand the Constitution. They certainly don't understand the implications of the Federal Reserve System or the Internal Revenue Service and how they are not following the law at all. But I would point out that I certainly don't encourage people to, unless they're willing to invest their whole lives in this, to try to take on the Internal Revenue Service, because they can certainly make your life miserable, can't they, John?
Well, they certainly try. They've been, I've been at odds with them since 1973. And like I said, I did 2 years, and they tried to put me back three times since.
Well, but each time they failed. How did they fail? How were you able to, you know, prevent them from putting it away again? Because
first of all, I educated myself to the law. And the law actually says that the average citizen doesn't owe the tax. So by doing that and setting up a proper record, they just felt uncomfortable about taking me back into court. In 1996, I had a U.S. attorney in Baltimore tell me he didn't want to go into court with me because I was really destroying their agents on the stand with my questions. And they didn't want that revealed to the jury. So they dropped the criminal investigation against me at that time. And that's the year they raided us in 93, and it culminated after four or five hearings to where finally the court in Baltimore ruled in our favor.
What did you get?
We were a fellowship, and that it wasn't my business. And that was that. Ruling still stands today.
Well, of course, did they get back your computers and the other things that they stole from you?
Oh, yes. Yes, we got everything back but $45,000 that they took in cash.
Well, why? How could they keep the money in cash if they had no charge against you?
Well, the thing of it was they backdated a levy. They backdated some paperwork. So then when we went to court following the law we had to follow, we were already out of time.
I see. All right, fine. So basically they cheated and you ended up losing $45,000, which is
right.
A lot of money.
Right.
But, of course, is the fellowship still working, the Save a Patriot Fellowship?
Oh, yes. The fellowship is still operating. It's under heavy attack now where they're trying to kill us, but our members are hanging in there and supporting us.
All right, fine. How many members do you have? Are you at liberty to say?
No, we're not at liberty to say.
All right, fine. Well, I don't want to push you into a difficult position, Tom.
All right.
Well, so when do you anticipate that you're going to be able to start with your network? You call it what, the Liberty Radio Network?
Liberty Works
Liberty
Radio
Work.
Network.
Liberty Works Radio Network. And, of course, when do you anticipate putting this together?
Well, we have a promotional DVD, which we're tuning up now, and we're going to really make an all-out effort starting in January.
All right. Well, of course, I have done a lot of the things you've done, except I've never gotten into trouble with the IRS. I figure that they've got the guns, they've got the law, they've got the courts on their side, and I decided I was going to use talk radio to try to reach people to educate them about our Constitution. And if
there's nothing
the
wrong with doing that. You're totally correct.
And certainly if people read the Constitution, they'll realize that, of course, that the Constitution forbids an income tax on individual, a federal income tax. And then, of course, if they read the 16th Amendment and read the law, they'll find out that the law does not call for the taxing of the individual.
That's just
fine
the
for
alien.
That's fine
for an alien foreign corporation.
Right. But, of course, what we suggest that people do with that is to help us educate the remainder of the public.
Yes.
Try to get people into office who believe in our Constitution and believe in the principles of individual freedom under God that you outlined so beautifully in your book.
Oh, you read my book.
Yes, I did. And give me the title of it once more, though.
Piercing the Illusion.
Piercing the Illusion or Piercing Illusions.
Right.
All right, fine. And it's just a fascinating book. And, of course, you go into these ideas. One of the most poignant ideas you talk about is 1 Samuel chapter 8, where the children of Israel were really at one time in the same position we are.
Right.
In other words, they lived free. And all they had was judges. They didn't have a king.
Right.
And now the children of Israel at that time decided that they wanted a king. And Samuel, who was their prophet, said, you don't want to have a king. If you got a king, he's going to take you into wars. He's going to, take 10% of whatever you have. And, of course, in those days, kings were pikers compared with the IRS today. But, and really that is one of the most amazing stories. And, of course, eventually God tells Samuel to give them a king because, but what they're going to find out is their sons and daughters are going to be recruited to work for the king. And he's going to take what they have and have them running beside his chariots and working in his fields and take away their freedom. And the children of Israel chose that rather than freedom. And the analogy is this what we've done here in America?
That's exactly what we've done. What I say is socialism in the United States is the same age as me. It was started in 1934, the year of my birth. And people today believe that socialism is freedom because they don't know anything else. I think they're ignorant of their own culture.
I think people have forgotten that America was the most amazing country in the entire world. There had never been, other than at the time when Samuel was the prophet of the children of Israel, there had never been a society where the centralized power was limited. There had never been a power, a nation where there wasn't a king,
to
control the people. And here we were going to have a president, but he wasn't a king at all. And his power was limited by the Constitution, and the power of the House of Representatives and the Senate was limited by the Constitution. And you had a situation where the power of the central authority was limited so men could be free because they recognized that liberty and limited government were synonymous, and the tyranny and total government were synonymous. And isn't it a shame that as time has gone by, more and more Americans have chosen tyranny over freedom?
Well, they really, I believe, Dr. Stan, that they really don't understand. They actually they've grown up in a society that's actually socialist. And they don't realize they're afraid of freedom. They're afraid to get away from the government. But once they understand, I think that's why I'm pushing this radio effort, so we can educate them as to what they're losing.
Well, I agree with you, and I think it's a great idea, and I certainly congratulate you for being willing to dedicate your life to this cause of individual freedom under God, because you recognize, of course, the spiritual component to the source of our freedom. It comes through very, very clearly in your book.
Yes, I do believe that I'm in the Lord's will, and it's my duty to go forward.
All right, fine. Well, we're going to be back in just a couple of moments here. Sydney, if you have any questions for our guest, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Our guest is Mr. John Cotmare, who heads the Save a Patriot organization, an organization dedicated to helping those who get into trouble with the IRS. We'll be back in just a moment here. Well, John, go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the work that you're doing and how you see the scenario unfolding at the present time.
Well, it looks to me like we're in the same condition that the Germans were in 1930s. You know, they're pushing forward with all these restrictive laws, even though they're unconstitutional. And the courts are actually ignoring law. They're ignoring procedure. And, you know, they're starting to become very tyrannical. In the latest case that we have against us with this injunction suit, there was supposed to be a trial. They denied us a trial and just moved on forward without trial because there's no evidence the government can introduce. And it's becoming very bad. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to really get the people to wake up fast. Because anybody who just opposes them, they'll just walk right over just like Hitler did. We don't, you know, it looks very dire right now.
Well, now, of course, do you represent yourself in court, or do you get a good lawyer to help you?
We have a good lawyer who's with us back in the 90s when we had that other case, and he's a member, and we have another lawyer who's a really competent lawyer, and we have other lawyers who consult with us, it doesn't matter with the lawyer because they're not obeying the rules of the court. They're not obeying the law.
You're speaking now of the IRS is not.
No, I'm speaking of the courts themselves.
The courts themselves are not obeying the laws.
Right. I mean, it's really getting bad in the courts. They're just ignoring the law and doing the government's bidding and really shutting down without evidence organizations. And they're bragging about how many they're shutting down. It's the news has to be taken out and given to the people so they understand what's going on.
Well,
being
I think
covered up.
I think it's important that everything possible be done to get the American people educated, because when the courts no longer are in pursuit of justice, then no man's life or property are safe.
That's correct.
And certainly in the past we had a very, very good judicial system, but it's been gradually eroded. And, of course, the biggest thing is that we've taken a belief in God out of our schools. And so most of the lawyers today who go on to become judges, you know, don't believe in God. And if they're not answerable to God, then who are they answerable to? And they're answerable to themselves.
That's right. It's really not too good in these courts. I mean, They've gone way beyond what they have, and every year they grow a little more tyrannical. Where now they're just denying you trials.
Well,
they're just coming forth with no evidence, and they're moving forward and without trial.
Well, can't you appeal that, the fact that you are entitled
we're appealing
to a hearing?
It, but the appellate court's just upholding what they're doing.
I see. On what basis, though? They have to have a basis to deny your right to trial.
No basis. They just say affirm. One word.
Well, that's a sad commentary. Can you appeal beyond the appellate court to a higher
court? We're appealing to the Supreme Court of the United States, but we don't know what's going to happen there.
All right, fine. Well, I certainly appreciate the fact that you're doing these things and certainly dedicating yourself to this effort first of all, to try to fight these things through in the courts, because we must reclaim our courts. We must have a system of justice where all men are considered innocent until proven guilty. We'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John Kotmaier, and he's just saying that, with the suits that the IRS is bringing against them, they refuse to give them a trial. And when they complain that they're not getting a trial, that they want a trial, then, of course, they say you can't have a trial. And so John has appealed to the appellate courts, and the appellate courts have affirmed what the lower courts have done. And so at the present time, they are appealing to the United States Supreme Court. But, of course, so few of those cases are actually heard. What do you think the chances are that your case will be heard?
Probably very slim. That's why we're pushing so hard for this radio effort to get off the ground. But of course a lot of our members have pledged to support us until we get it off the ground. So.
All right, fine. So you have a lot of loyal supporters who agree with you and certainly are standing behind you in your efforts to get the information out.
Yes, there are some loyal patriots who understand and are really helping us.
And, of course, do you think that they're going to help you then with this Liberty Works network, this
radio? Oh, yes. A lot of the groups now are coming together to support this. And it's looking better all the time. I think it's going to go over.
Well, I certainly hope it does, because the more people we have out there on the radio who can express themselves and get people educated, the more people we're going to, get to understand what's going on. People don't understand that freedom is not free. It's lost when you have corrupt people in government who have a different agenda. And down throughout the ages, there have always been those who lusted after power. And, of course, many people, of course, are simply just, they're bureaucrats, and that's where they get their money and their pensions and their security, and they go right along with the system. And many of the judges do that as well. What we need are honest judges who believe in these concepts of justice and certainly the foundations of law. And I fear that there are many people within the court system who would rather do what the IRS wants them to do rather than take a stand. And we can't have judges who would be afraid of the Internal Revenue Service.
Well, I agree. Really bad, and we got to change it. Now, the only way I can see we can change it is by informing the American people as to what's really going on.
All right, because you tried this. How long ago did you have your network?
We were operating from 1998 through 2001.
All right, and then what happened? You just ran out of money, or what happened?
Yeah, we just ran out of money, and we had to go off the air. We couldn't pay our bills.
Now, of course, were you using other radio stations, or did you just have one radio station?
In order to broadcast, what we had started doing, we were lease purchasing stations, and we had some 75 or so, I remember correctly, affiliates.
These were actual regular AM and FM stations?
Yeah, mostly AM.
All right.
On FM, and of course the affiliates only took a program here and there. They didn't take all our programming. But on our programming, we wound up when we went under. We owned two stations, and we're buying seven more.
All right, fine. So because that's an expensive proposition, because they.
Oh yeah. So we lost the seven, and one we had to sell to pay bills, and that left one station.
All right, so you're going to try it one more time, and do you think that you spend more and internet and shortwave than on trying to buy stations, because that's such an expensive proposition?
Well, the translators are very reasonable.
The translators really are, but if you can use the translators, that would give you an advantage, but then you've got to get those to the FCC, and it takes sometimes many, many years sometimes.
Well, there's a lot of them that are already available.
There are. Okay, fine. Well, you probably looked into this a lot better than I have.
Oh, yeah. We've checked it all out.
All right, fine. And so you're going to get started the first of the year? Well, when we get back here in just a moment or two, why don't you get your information out in case people out across America are interested in and learning more about what you're what you hope to accomplish. But Cindy, I agree. I believe the only way we have of reaching people now is by talk radio. Television's too expensive, and certainly most people just don't want to read anymore. And so we have to use what we can, and you have to entertain people, but hopefully in the process of entertaining, you can educate as well. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with John Kottmayer, and talking about the Save a Patriot Fellowship, and, of course, about the Liberty Works Network, which John hopes to begin working on this coming month. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is John Kottmayer. John, are you getting any help from any other organizations out there?
Oh, yes. There's three or four that have joined in helping out in this effort to get the radio up and running.
All right, fine. So basically that's important. You need as wide a base as you possibly can. And then, of course, you're looking for subscriptions for people. Is that how you're going to finance it?
Yes, for 99 Federal Reserve notes a year, they can belong to the fellowship and fund the radio program. And we believe that, well, if we get, we're shooting for a total of 100,000, and we get 100,000, we're going to be spreading the message clear across this country.
All right, because 100,000 would give you, what about?
Just shy of 10 million a year to operate.
Right.
And that would be enough to really run these translators and buy these translators up.
Do you think you can get 100,000 or maybe 50,000?
Yes, I believe so. But some of the people that we're getting contacted right now, we'll reach our goal. I don't know how long it's going to take us, but we're hoping in a short period of time.
All right, fine. Well, of course, you certainly have to. You have to have a vision. You have to have a dream.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't have a dream, how will you ever have your dream come true? That was a wonderful line from South Pacific, but it really is true. And so I certainly congratulate you for your effort, and obviously you've done a lot of thought on this and a lot of the work that really needs to be done. Of course, what I do is simply I really have read time on the various radio stations, but haven't really thought of trying to put in a network, and I certainly wouldn't. I wouldn't want to be competing with you, and especially your idea of getting those translators. That will make all the difference in the world as far as the availability of getting your message heard out all across the country. I know some of our Christian ministries have done that, but unfortunately so many of these Christian ministries are taking a position that I can't agree with as far as the church growth movement is concerned, and certainly as far as support for the war, which I cannot support, a war that is unconstitutional. It has never been declared, and it is simply a military exercise, and an awful lot of boys are losing their lives, an awful lot of Iraqis are losing their lives. So,
to what end, you know?
Well, I think that people have to begin to ask the question, and they need to know how to answer the question, because there's a lot of good people who support the war. I think they're just misled.
Right.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is John Kottmayer. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for John, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. John, would you like to get your web page or your telephone number or anything out there?
Yes. Our office number is 410-857-4441. Our website is www.save-a-patriot.org.
fine, and you have to get your number out twice because people can never remember a telephone number if it's just given once.
All right, it's 410-857-4441.
All right, fine. That's a saveapatriot.org.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you'd like to find out more, and John, how about your book? Where's your book available?
The book is available so far, but I don't know. That was one of the things in the injunction suit. They had in the injunction order that I was to stop selling or giving it away.
So you were to stop selling or giving your book away?
That's right.
And how could they possibly try to suppress
your book? That's what I'm saying. They're not bothering to burn the books like Hitler did. They're just putting people in jail if they continue to sell or distribute them.
No, but there's nothing subversive in the book at all, is there?
No, not that I know of. Did you see anything in it that was subversive?
No, basically, I think you were talking about, of course, the spiritual implications of what's going on and the importance of individual freedom under God.
That's it.
Well, I suppose that would be offensive to certain people in government today because there really is an intense hatred for Christianity and for Judaism and for the traditional religions. And that's, of course, the reason why there's the effort to just take the Christ out of Christmas today. But yes. What a shame when the people in government can use the power of government to suppress a book.
Yes, it's getting pretty bad, is why I'm saying we got to get on the air as fast as we can because people don't realize how bad it is. It truly is getting bad.
Well, we certainly hope that you'll be able to be successful in your effort. Again, if you have a question for John, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, John has been on the front lines of this battle, I guess, about as long as I have. When did you get started? What year?
1963.
Well, of course, I got started in 1962. So,
right.
I admire you for doing what you've done. I think a lot of people, just as you and I, joined patriotic organizations feeling we were fighting communism.
Right.
And it took a long time before I began to realize that this was a contrived threat.
Right.
Because the United States, American corporations, American banks, financed communism from its very inception. And those of you who haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, need to get it. And the documentation is there, the Hoover Commission, which was assigned the task of helping the people after World War I when millions of people were starving. Went into Russia and gave 97% of their aid to the communists who had a very, very small part of the country and very little support from the public and 3% to the anti-communists who had the overwhelming support of the Russian people. And then, of course, if you read the other books we talk about, we document there how the United States and Great Britain did everything they could to finance communism, and they've continued to finance it right up to the very present time, and certainly 10 years ago, why Russia was totally bankrupt. They couldn't meet their international obligations. They had to default on their loans, and America came to their aid, massive financial help through all sorts of various agencies, the Asian Development Bank and the International Development Bank and the World Bank and the International Monetary Fund, all funded with your tax money, and then they got American corporations to go in there and drill the oil wells and drill the gas wells and put in the pipelines. So as today, Russia is the largest exporter of oil and natural gas in the world, thanks to American tax money and Exxon and Shell Oil Company and British Petroleum, each of who had a $20 billion contract in Russia, shoveling money into Russia with the full support of our government. So we have created the best possible enemy market by. And Russia today has reserves of over $440 billion, and they're actually amassing their reserves in gold. America has no reserves. We are having to borrow $2 billion a day just to meet our debts, and going further and further and further in debt.
That's correct. I agree with you 100%.
It takes a long time, though, before you realize that everything we one time believed really wasn't true. And I remember how I supported.
What's even worse than that, that all the manufacturing has left the country, which makes it pretty tough to recover from any financial collapse.
And of course, we have a program to ship our industries overseas.
Right.
And that's why we've done away with the tariffs. If we had tariffs, we could protect our industries and they could continue to function. But
right.
That's not what our leaders want. They want to destroy the manufacturing base in this country and basically transfer our wealth to other nations. And that's covered in certainly in the Earth Charter. And you can get that on the Internet, or we'll be glad to send it to you if you call us at 1-800-544-8927. And you read point 10A, and they just talk about equitable distribution of wealth. Equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. How do you get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? You send America's wealth to other countries. The Earth Charter is the Mein Kampf of what's going on. It's been referred to as the New Ten Commandments by Gorbachev, Maurice Strong, and certainly Stephen Rockefeller, Nelson Rockefeller's son. These men wrote the Earth Charter. It is the plan, the master plan for the new spirituality and the new world economic system as they destroy the financial integrity of our nation. They know exactly what they're doing. You can read all about the Earth Charter up on the Internet. It's kept in the Ark of Hope, which is the Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant. Well, go right ahead, John, and tell us what things you'd like our listeners to know.
Well, First of all, we have to teach them what their culture is. They know nothing of the law. Most lawyers don't understand the law. We have to get them to understand that the Constitution is supreme law of the land, and by politicians writing laws against that, those laws are void, and the politicians doing that are committing the crime of sedition, undermining our government. Our Constitution is our government. And forcing the public demand, forcing the departments of the Treasury and departments of Justice and the state attorney generals to prosecute these people for these crimes. And the biggest problem is that we're all conspiring, and people have to understand. I think once people understand and see what's coming, we'll get the political action that's needed, such as the Ron Paul revolution, which is going on right now. It shows that American people want to save themselves once they understand. And we reached that point in time. That's why I decided back around 1994 that radio is the only answer. We don't have time for one-on-one. And that's why we're putting all our eggs in that basket and really pushing it hard.
Well, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful idea that you have, and I'm so glad that somebody, with the organizational ability can do that. Because doing 5 hours of talk radio a day, I don't have the time for it myself. So
I understand.
I'm just so pleased that you've taken this unto yourself. And you have an organization, a lot of dedicated followers. We've talked to some of them, and they're really dedicated to your dream and your vision.
Yes, the Lord seems to send us the proper people that we need to get the job done. I often marvel over that. They just seem to come to us when they're needed.
Well, John, certainly you've been at this as long as I have, and I can see in my life God's hand directing me to where I am today.
Right, I agree.
And I'm sure that God is directing you and what your effort is, and there are little people like us out all across America trying to preserve this country for generations left unborn. We have the most amazing country in the world. The law of this land is the Constitution. And the trouble is, most people don't even know what it says. They don't teach it in school.
That's right. They don't teach it in law school. Lawyers don't know.
And so your job and my job is to try to educate the people and try to get them to value freedom with the understanding that freedom, once lost, will never be regained. And if America goes down, and becomes a tyrannical state, and believe me, everything is in place now for a police state in America. Why, I mean, and they're passing laws, whether it be the Military Commission Act or the John Warner Defense Appropriations Act or the Presidential Decision Directives or the Patriot Act or the Model State Emergency Health Powers Act or the Homeland Security Act or the Real ID Act or so many of the pieces of legislation that have been put in piecemeal, all of them aimed at creating a police state in America. People say it couldn't happen, and yet all one has to do is read the presidential directives, Homeland Security 20, and the other one of the 72, name escapes me, and the president can declare a dictatorship in this country at any time he wants to, without the permission of Congress, and it can last indefinitely. Why Adolf Hitler didn't have that sort of power, and yet we've given the president that power in the name of fighting the wicked Osama bin Laden, who's hiding in a cave in Pakistan, plotting on how he's going to take away our freedom.
Yeah, it's really sad how they use things like that when they're the ones perpetrating all the crimes themselves.
In fact, I think it's so interesting that the Bush family is very close to the bin Laden family.
Yes, that's correct.
But nobody ever wants to talk about that.
I was in Dallas last month at this meeting down there, and they had a fellow there by the name of William Rodriguez.
Oh, yes, I've heard William Rodriguez, who was the last man out of the North Tower.
Yes, and he showed us how they edited what he had told the media. Now, he told the media that the explosions were coming from the basement, and they edited it to say that it was coming from when the plane hit the building.
Well, anybody would like to hear William Rodriguez, we actually have a four-tape set titled, Why Did the Buildings Come Down?
Right.
Why did the buildings come down? There's 2 hours there with William Rodriguez.
Yeah,
must reading for anybody who wants to know what really happened on September 11th. And the questions, have we really been told the truth?
Well, I don't believe so.
And, of course, why was William Rodriguez's testimony before the 9/11 Commission suppressed? And actually locked away for 50 years so the American people would never know what this man actually heard and saw that morning. And it's entirely different than what the American people have been told. Again, that tape set is called Why Did the Buildings Come Down? What do you think about William Rodriguez? Do you think he's reliable?
Yes, I think he's reliable. I think he's a patriot. He's not even an American citizen. He's from Puerto Rico. And he's really a patriot for the United States. He stated that he became a Christian that day. He was an atheist that day, and he became a Christian. And to me, he's a very sincere person, and he certainly isn't making a fortune over what he's doing.
No, in fact, he told me that that he'd been blacklisted and couldn't get a job through regular channels. Because every time he tried to get a job, they went after him, and the employers were just told not to hire him.
Yeah.
And, of course, this is what happens to people who tell the truth. I mean, here's a man who saved the lives of so many people that day because he had the keys to the door so that they could get into the stairwells. And after he'd gotten out himself and taken, I think, 17 or 18 people out, he went back there. And stayed there until they got everybody out they could. And he actually was the last person out just as the building was crumbling. And
he actually got pinned under a fire engine, which saved his life.
Right.
Really, really interesting. I mean, the man is a true Christian trying to do what's right.
And, of course, what was so interesting was they would break into his home. They would tap his telephone. They'd do everything they could to threaten and intimidate him. This is what happened to the people who knew what happened that day and tried to bring it out.
Right.
Why would they break into his home and steal various things? Why would they try to intimidate him? Why would they threaten him for telling the truth? And you have to understand that they cannot allow the American people to know what really happened that day, but anybody who wants to know, you can go up on the Internet and Google in simply Building 7 video. And, of course, you'll see Building 7 come down, and it's very obviously that the center of the building collapses first, then the base of the building collapses. It's a controlled demolition.
That's correct.
And how did Osama bin Laden manage to do that?
Well, that's a good question, Doctor.
Well, of course, the answer is Osama bin Laden didn't have the wherewithal to do that.
That's right.
That was a building where the CIA and the FBI and all the government agencies were. There was no way Osama bin Laden got into Building 7. Obviously, there had to be somebody get in there with government help.
That's correct.
Well, we've got about just a few more minutes for before we have to let you go. What are the things you'd like, the message you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Well, the message I'd like to leave is that we all got to get together. We all got to get the truth to other Americans. And I see it, the best way to do that is to spread the radio networks so people like yourself, voice will be spread further across the country. Mm-hmm. And we can keep this programming going till the American people wake up and demand change.
I think when people hear the truth, they recognize it. They may not recognize it the first time or the second time, but when they hear it a few times and they begin thinking about it, it becomes obvious that most of what we've been told just isn't true.
That's right. That's right. So I really appreciate you giving me the opportunity to talk about our radio network, and I really appreciate the work that you're doing.
Well, why don't you get your telephone number out again and your website out again for our listeners?
Yes, the phone number is 410-857-4441. That's 410-857-4441.
And your website?
The website is www.save-a-patriot.org.
Save-a-patriot.org.
.org.
Okay, fine. Hang on. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Well, John, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program. What are the parting thoughts you'd like to leave with our listeners here?
Well, the parting thought is that the Lord's on our side. We shall prevail. Don't be afraid. Stand up and be counted. And let's get other people educated and spread the word as far as we can.
Well, certainly.
To that end, I've dedicated my life.
Well, I admire you for the personal sacrifices that you've made. And, of course, we are involved in a spiritual battle that is being played out in a political, ideological, cultural, financial, educational battlefield. And I think John Katmer has been around as long as I have, and been working, you know, in different fields, but we both come to the same conclusion, and that is that radio is the last means that we have available to begin to reach people across the country, and there are people out there who do understand what's going on, so that we do 4 hours of talk radio a day, and we have a network of other people who do an excellent job, and what we need to do is get their programs heard as far and as wide as we can, and of course, hopefully, you know, as people begin listening to all of these programs, they'll begin to be able to connect the dots and see that there really are forces working behind the scenes, that nothing is as it appears to be, that both political parties are controlled by exactly the same people, that there are secret organizations or semi-secret organizations like the Council on Foreign Relations, and people say, that's not secret. You can read about it up there on their website, and yeah, that's true. But you couldn't 10 years ago because it was never mentioned. And it's
right.
Been around since 1921, but it is a front group for a secret society. And that's the one thing that they will never tell you. And I'm sure even many people in the Council on Foreign Relations do not understand the relationship between the CFR and the Roundtable Group, and, of course, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, and then the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891. And that's all covered in a wonderful book we carry called Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, written by Professor Carol Quigley, who was Bill Clinton's mentor. John, anything you want to say before we let you go?
Just thank you for having me, and if anybody's interested in helping support the radio network, we gratefully accept your help.
All right, God bless, and thank you very much, Sean.
Okay,
really appreciate
you,
everything that you're doing.
And you too.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, fine. Well, it's great to know that there are other people out there that are working towards the same goal as we are, and it's a matter of education. How do we get the American people educated about what's going on behind the scenes? Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we do hope that many of you out there enjoyed the program that we had. And, of course, we were talked about a few things. We talk about a four-tape set we have with William Rodriguez, who was the last man out of the North Tower, who testified before the 9/11 Commission after being threatened and everything done to threaten him, to try to keep him from testifying. And then, of course, testimony didn't do any good because it was in secret and then sealed for 50 years. Why bother to seal testimony for 50 years unless there's something to hide? And what they were going to hide was the fact that William Rodriguez actually was there that morning, and the explosion was in the basement before the plane hit the top of the building. So nothing as it appears to be. And as we pointed out, certainly Building 7 coming down was a controlled demolition. And the question is, how did Osama bin Laden manage a controlled demolition of a building that housed the FBI and the CIA and all sorts of our intelligence agencies? How did he do that, or is it possible that Osama bin Laden didn't stage the controlled demolition of Building Number 7, that somebody else did? Well, there are a lot of questions out there. We do hope that many of you want to get our three pamphlets set on the foreknowledge of 9/11, and they did know ahead of time. In fact, one of the hijackers defected in April of 2000 and went to the FBI and told them all about the plot to hijack the 747s, didn't mention the World Trade Center, but told them that how they were going to be hijacking the planes and how he'd been trained in Pakistan by our good friends in Pakistan, and the FBI could hardly wait to get rid of him. The people in New Jersey, they were very, very concerned about it, but the people in Washington, D.C. wanted to get that hijacker, that Arab, out of this country. They did not want the American people to know. Over a year and a half before the 9/11 attack, that one of the hijackers had actually defected to America. And they paid his way back to Britain. They even sent FBI agents with him to make sure he was forced to leave the country. And they've never yet questioned him and asked him who the other hijackers were, and of course where he was trained in Pakistan. Why? Because of course they needed an incident to get us into a war in Afghanistan and in Iraq so we could keep our troops permanently stationed in that part of the world. And that's what it's really all about. It's all about having our troops stationed in every country. We have troops stationed in 130 nations today. And we have 740 bases throughout the world outside of the United States. And we spend more money on our military than all of the other nations in the world put together. And believe me, it's not because we're defending ourselves against communism, because we've financed it since its inception. And if you doubt that, you need to get the book Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution. That's Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, the best enemies money could buy. Then the video, The Best Enemies Money Could Buy. Our pamphlet, The Communist-Capitalist Alignment, Alliance. That's the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. The term came from Solzhenitsyn in a talk he gave to the AFL-CIO in 1975. We reproduced a lot of that talk. But the pamphlet is so important. It's only $3.75 or $4, something like that, plus shipping. But you need to have this information. We put this together in pamphlet form because we want you to have the information and begin to get this to other people. And now we're preparing for a war with the Soviets, who we've just built up with massive infusions of money into that country to create the best enemy money could buy. And that's how the game is played. And an awful lot of American and European boys are going to die there. If the war comes to Kosovo, as we fear it will, understand we're involved in a spiritual battle. And we create our enemies so that we can have wars, but they're great diversions. So that we will have our attention focused overseas and will not watch what's going on at home. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, please go there. And then please pray for America. Pray for revival, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.